Welcome back to our Coach Speak program here, presented by Carl Otto Webster City on 95.7 KQWC. Quinn Douglas back here on this Monday evening as we're joined on the line by the head baseball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, Jordan Miller, joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for having me, sir.
So as we take a look here at your squad here throughout the little past the halfway point of the regular season, last week, pretty solid week outside of you open the week with a tough loss to a very good Forest City team, but you come back 15-0 win over Eagle Grove, an 18-0 win over St. Edmund, and a 10-0 win over Belmont Clemmy. You really couldn't have taken care of business much better than your team did in the second half of the week. And just what did you see that really impressed you with how your team carried themselves last week?
Well, the nice thing also, if you look at that Forest City game and get rid of the seventh inning, it's a 4-2 ball game, and we're right in it. So we played really good baseball last week. The nice thing was really looking at our depth and our young guys, some of the young guys stepping forward, and then some of our leaders really taking, you know, the reins of the program, if you will. We kind of changed a couple things that we were doing. I think it's very important with the pitch count to keep that right in your focus. So that's where that Friday or that Monday game against Forest City, some people could say, hey, why didn't you use X, Y, or Z pitcher? Well, again, we wanted people to be fresh and be able to, you know, hopefully give us the best effort they could on the mound with a fresh arm, and then that led to the success of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. So I think that was very important for us to do for the full week.
And looking at some of the top performances from last week, someone that, you know, I don't want to say he has played bad this season, because that wouldn't be true, but someone that maybe hasn't maybe had the success he's hoped for to this point was Jake Jeske. But he comes out last week, you know, he has two games, back-to-back games on Thursday and Friday, where he's able to hit one out of the park for a home run. His average is back up to, you know, 5.11. His OBP is over 600. His OPS is 800. And just he's really, really found his groove here in the last couple of weeks. And what have you seen in his game so far in these last couple of weeks?
I think with Jake, there may have been a moment at time, and he'd probably say he wasn't doing it, but I think he was probably pressing a little bit. He's had some pretty gaudy numbers in the past, and that's hard to keep up with. And sometimes, you know, if you look at some of his outs over the course of the beginning of the year, it's been some really loud outs, but he's been able to get his foot down, which we've been preaching minute after minute in our program, and then he's really seen some success at the plate and, you know, being able to get him a couple times where Trenton Robinson has stepped up and get him a day or two off from behind the plate. That also helps, you know, maybe refresh his legs a little bit. So I think it's a mixture of a couple different things, but ultimately it's just Jake being able to breathe and get his barrel where it needs to, and when that happens, it's a pretty fun thing to watch.
And someone else that has really stepped up, especially on the mound this year, has been Nolan Kraus. He talked about the game he threw on Monday night against Forest City. Comes back, works a pretty stress-free game, we'll say, against Belmont Clemmy on Friday night. And just, you know, with what he's been able to do here in his senior year on the mound, just what are some of the impressive things that he's been able to do on the mound his senior year?
I think one of the big things is being efficient, you know, and not letting pitch count get the best of him. It's a unique thing when you're sitting there as a pitcher and, you know an 0-2 count is in your favor, but then pitch count may not be in your favor. So it's very hard to kind of balance some of those. He's done a good balancing act with that. And for the most part, you know, he's been able to really throw a breaking ball for a strike just about at any count. And that has really helped him in his success because, you know, he could be right in front of me and I'd say it. He doesn't throw, you know, 87 miles an hour. He won't. But you don't need to throw 87 to get people out if you're a pitcher, not a thrower. And he's really got into, you know, working counts, throwing appropriate pitches during counts, and really thinking like a pitcher instead of a thrower.
And looking at this upcoming schedule here for this week, it's a pretty big one in terms of the conference race. You've got Bishop Garrigan coming up tonight, and that's a game you guys went way deep into extra innings with them the first time around. Followed up with a good Lake Mills team coming up Wednesday night. You guys are hosting them. And Thursday, you round out with Manson Northwest Webster before another week of full of opportunities next week with GHB, North Union, and North Iowa as we're getting into the nitty-gritty and the final stretch here of the conference season and what's maybe an area of importance your team has been stressing here as we get into that home stretch.
We really think about peaking at the right time, trying to not play your best baseball at the end of May. That's great to play really well then, but if that's the best baseball you have, you're obviously not going to end up as happy as you want to be at the end of the season. So really looking at it on different ways of trying to push ourselves in a good way of finding different challenges to do. Our base running has been spectacular and continuing to put pressure on the opponent. I think that's just something you have to do, especially at high school baseball. But really, I think the game as a whole needs more stolen bases just to keep the pressure on and that pedal to the metal. So really just refining the little things and continuing to try to be good teammates. And that's the one thing we've really looked at this past probably 2 weeks is looking at, sometimes when something doesn't go well for somebody might be frustrated, but instead of tearing somebody down, let's pick them up and see what happens. And, the kids have really embraced it, and we've done a good job with being good teammates and good people on the field.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and good luck tonight against Bishop Garrigan.
Perfect. Thank you, sir.
Yep, that was Jordan Miller, the head baseball coach of the Eagle Grove Eagles, here on our Coach Speak program, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City. Back with more after this on 95.7 FM.